Senator Paul Fauci committed perjury over gain-of-function comments related to Wuhan Lab. By Wendell Hussebo on May 25, 2021. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci committed perjury over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's Wuhan Lab. Paul was asked on Real America's Voice's The Water Cooler Show, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely, he lied to the America people. There was gain-of-function research going on with Dr. Xi Zhengli at the Wuhan Institute," Fauci explained. In her paper, she actually thanked Dr. Fauci and National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, which is a part of National Institutes of Health, NIH, that Dr. Fauci runs, Paul continued. "It's listed at the end of the paper. This paper was fined by NIAID Research and it lists a 10-digit number that identifies the research money she got from the United States. Was it gain of function?" Paul asked. "Well, it took a SARS virus, which is a coronavirus. That's 15 times more deadly than COVID, and it added to it S protein, which is something in the surface of it, to make it more easily infectious to epithelial cells for the respiratory tract. That to me is gain of function," he said. Paul went on to highlight two scientists, one from Rutgers University and another from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who confirmed the paper study's gain of function. The allegation of perjury comes after Paul questioned Fauci on May 12. "Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?" "Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely, entirely, and completely incorrect," a frustrated Fauci responded. "The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology."